The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We live in a country of laws, Tommy.
That's right, buddy.
No matter who you are, no matter what you do, if you break those laws, you will be held accountable.
Yes.
And no amount of wealth, position of power, connections you have can stop you from being held up for the allegations that you are facing. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's what I say.
The Monroe County District Attorney made the news for the worst way possible a few months back. And when that happened, we were insured that this woman would be held accountable for what we all saw happen on that video.
Yeah.
And now that we know what will happen, as a community, we can decide if we think justice has been served.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We're going to jump right into it. It was a few months ago that Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley was caught on police body cam in her garage after a traffic violation. And I know we all remember the story, but a quick refresher just for the sake of the conversation.
All right.
Police say she was speeding in Webster, and they attempted to pull her over. Lights and sirens, everything. She did not pull over.
Yeah.
Instead, calling the chief of police in Webster, telling him she was the one driving the car and instructing the chief to tell the officers behind her that she is going home and she will talk to them when she gets there.
I didn't know that was an option.
Well, turns out it is.
When I get home, yeah. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, no, all you have to do if you get pulled over is pull up the number of the chief of police of whatever town you're in. Go, hey, listen, chiefy, listen.
Yeah, who is it?
It's DA, baby.
Yeah? Yeah? What's going on?
I'm not pulling over. I'm going to use my easy pass here. Just get me in my driveway. Okay, so she's going to talk to him in the driveway.
Right.
And oh boy, did she talk to him.
Oh yeah.
Body camera footage showed the DA getting very upset with the police officers that were just trying to do their jobs. And it was bad, Tommy.
Yes.
Here's just some of what we saw.
Sorry, I'm the DA. I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35?
I don't really care.
Okay.
So you can call this.
Can you come over here? No. This is on a traffic stop, ma'am.
Yes, it is. You can call Dennis Kohlmeyer right now.
Okay. I'm telling you why I stopped you. You didn't stop at all. Did you not hear my lights or sirens or anything?
No, I didn't actually. I was on the phone.
Okay. Well, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving either.
Yes, I am. With the hands free, absolutely.
Okay. Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job. You just admitted to me that you were going 55 and a 35 on Phillips Road.
Can you please tell him to leave me alone? It's
Officer Christopher Foley. Can you stay over here, ma'am?
I'm not staying over here.
This is a legal traffic stop. Do you have your ID?
No, it's in my purse.
You have your purse right there.
No, this is my lunch. Would you talk to Dennis?
She's on the phone with the chief of police while this is happening. Okay. And that goes on and on and on, and we all remember it. So let's keep in mind, Tommy.
Yeah.
She initially tried to spin this in her favor before the body cam footage came out. Mm-hmm. She put out a statement before the body cam footage was released saying this was no big deal and that no one, not even she, was above the law. And we're going to come back to that statement in a little while. We then saw the footage, and it sure felt like she was above the law.
Looks bad.
Okay. That story made national news. She put out a recorded apology that ran on Good Morning America a couple of days later. This was just a piece of that apology.
Here's what I'm doing to hold myself accountable. First, I already pled guilty to the speeding ticket, and I will willingly pay the fine. Next, I'm referring the entire matter to a district attorney from another county for review, and will fully cooperate with that investigation.
So let's stop there.
Okay.
She was so regretful for what she did that, you know, the tone much different in that statement than the initial one, right? That she was going to refer this to another district attorney in another county. And I want you to keep in mind before we get to that story. Mm. The Webster Police Department put out that body cam footage voluntarily. Mm. They did everything by the book.
Yeah.
Despite calls, after the video was released for her to step down, she has refused. And as you just heard Sandra Dorley say in her own words on Good Morning America or whatever morning show was, the case was sent to the district attorney of Onondaga County to see if there were further charges she would face past just the ticket that she willingly paid.
Have somebody else take a look at it.
You got it. You got it. You got it. Well, that investigation is done.
All right.
And we have our answer.
Oh, boy.
You ready? You ready?
Buckle up, Sandra.
Yesterday, that district attorney said that no further charges should be filed against Dorley.
Everything's wrapped up over on our end.
Wow. So that was all cool. That's all cool.
There's no charges. Well, cool or not, he said no charges. Cool. No charges. All right. So I'm going to read some quotes from him. But before we get to that, Tommy, do you agree with that decision?
No.
Why?
No. Because I always, at some point when you hear that video, he gives her a direct order.
Yes.
And she says no.
Yeah.
Now, I always thought when a police officer pulls me over and I am being, you know, not under arrest, but under the suspicion of whatever, when I get an order from a cop.
Judge, I'd like to. And we're such idiots, we can't even use the right
whatever
term.
You're trying to do to me here. I always thought once you get a direct order from a police officer and you disobey that, you're under arrest.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Well, judging by other things I've seen on the news, when they decide I don't want to do this, they pull you out of the car and they make you comply with the order they gave you because that's the way it works.
I will give you this. That interaction is a heck of a lot different than other interactions I've seen on body cam videos.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
When you say, no, I don't want to do that.
No, she didn't even say, no, I don't want to. She said,
I'm not going to.
I'm not going to do that. So at that point, I'm assuming he could have taken further action because you're now you're disregarding my direct command to you as an officer of the law.
Again, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. I'm not a cop. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm guessing if I did that as a private citizen, I would have I would be in a different situation than, oh, I'm going to go let my dog out.
Great statement. Yeah. I agree with that. Kimmy, are you okay with no further charges?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked they couldn't find
one. They've shocked Kimmy.
You don't shock that
but
girl.
You couldn't even find like one thing. I would think just to make a point, you know?
It's such a horrible look.
No. Here's what you guys don't understand. With Sandra Dorley not facing any additional charges for what we saw in the body cam video, the DA in Onondaga County. He gave us reasons why.
Okay.
I'm going to quote News 8 here.
Right.
He said he would not disregard who Sandra Dorley is or sacrifice her career at the altar by making an example out of her by bringing unsustainable charges.
So that puts her above the law, right? That statement says because she's got this job,
she doesn't want to sacrifice her career. Right. She worked too hard for charges to be brought against her for a crime she may have committed. That's what that sentence says.
Right.
But that's not even the best quote. That's not even the best one. You ready?
Yeah.
This is from, again, the DA in Onondaga County who investigated Sandra Dorley for the incident we saw. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Quote, if you seriously don't think she knows she screwed up, that she's been embarrassed and suffered a blow to her stellar reputation, well, then you haven't been paying attention. End of quote. That sentence is infuriating.
Sure.
And I'm going to read it one more time before I make my point. Are you ready?
Right.
Quote, if you seriously don't think she knows she screwed up, that she's been embarrassed and suffered a blow to her stellar reputation, well, then you haven't been paying attention. Mm. Because in that sentence, this man is saying that she suffered having gone through what she's gone through, which I guess she may have. But she did it.
A speeding ticket.
But she did it to herself.
Right. You pulled it all down on your own head.
Thank you. You put yourself in that position. Right. But past that. Mm. All right. Let's talk about everyday people, Tommy.
All right.
People.
Regular folk.
Everyday people.
All right.
Let's say that I, Pat Duffy, walk into Wegmans, super cool, handsome guy.
Right. Local loudmouth.
And I steal $300 worth of steaks.
All right.
I will be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
My name will be in the paper. My face will be on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And my reputation will be in tatters.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go in front of a judge at some point. And you know what that judge won't say when I'm in front of him?
What is he going to say?
Well, Patrick, your reputation has taken a pretty serious hit.
Oh, yeah. Got kicked around.
So why don't you go on your way, and I think we can forget this ever happened.
You suffered enough.
Everyone that has committed a crime in the history of the world has had their reputation take a hit. It is part of the punishment. It is not the punishment.
Yeah.
And this guy says she knows she did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I would disagree there, too, because we brought up the statement that she made before the body cam footage was issued.
What's up?
Right? She tried to spin it in her favor, Sandra Dorley, when she took off without pulling over, calling the chief of police. And again, we're talking about how DA Sandra Dorley will not be facing additional charges for the body cam footage that we saw. Kimmy?
Yes.
You know, he says she knows she screwed up.
Right. Yep.
Can you please read part of that statement that Sandra Dorley put out before the body cam footage was released about the incident that happened in Webster?
Nobody, including your district attorney, is above the rule of law, even traffic laws. Anybody who knows me understands without a doubt that I have dedicated my entire 33-year career to the safety of this community. My work to ensure the safety and respect of law enforcement is well proven time and time again. I stand by my work and stand by my commitment to the public safety of Monroe County.
So keep in mind, that statement was made after the incident, but before the video was made public.
Right.
She knew what happened.
Yeah.
She didn't think the video would get out. That doesn't sound like a woman who knew she screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
In my humble opinion, that sounds like a woman who got upset when she was caught afterwards.
Right. Mm-hmm. She got embarrassed.
Thank you. Because she could have come out and got ahead of this and said, oh my God, you're not going to believe what happened.
Right.
Guys, I had No. She wanted to be, not even me, not even I, Sandra Dorley, above the law.
Yeah.
Turns out, baby, you were wrong there.
I mean, it just looks like a club.
Yes. Don't look like.
No.
I mean, you want right, it's a club.
Thank you.
We're all going to cover each other's ass. I'm going to give you a pass. And then you, hopefully, if I get in trouble, you're going to give me a pass.
It would be better for her reputation. It would have been better if there were charges.
Oh, yeah, take the hit. Take the hit and move on.
Then
it's end of story.
Thank you. Because she is,
You took your whooping and you move on.
We can't, even if it was like some tiny little charge, we can't sit here and say, you know, well, she didn't face punishment because she would have faced punishment. And here's the thing, just because she's charged doesn't mean she's convicted either. She could plea out. I mean, she's a DA. She knows how these things work, right?
It's such a minor infraction to hang yourself with.
I agree with you 100%. 100%.
But that shows the level of arrogance in this person.
Bang.
And the way she talks down to a police officer.
Back to blue, bud.
And then she puts that chief of police in a horrible situation.
Oh, yeah?
Like this guy now is getting dragged into it.
Yep.
Where he's already got an officer taking care of business. And she's trying to, go over this guy, the police officer's head. It is such a bad move.
No charges, though.
Yeah.
No charges.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Back the blue. Well, you can back the blue, or then, in your garage, you can back away from the blue.
Well, I got to let my dog out.
Yeah, no, I'm letting my dog out.
She literally let her dog out. The dog's out running around the garage.
I'm letting my dog out.
Even the dog was more respectful to that officer.
And he peed on his foot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the craziest part. 252-WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in. We got folks waiting on hold. Let's talk to Rick again. Sandra Dorley, the DA, will not face any additional charges for the body cam footage that we all saw after the traffic stop in Webster that ended up in her driveway. Rick, you're on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning. You guys do a great job. Listen, the statement that Kimmy read before the body cam got released, she disrespected the law, right then and there.
What do you mean?
That's the bottom line. And she fled from a police
car. Hold on. All right. I want to be fair here. I want to be fair. Because she took off going, but she was on the phone with the chief of police. And as much as you, Rick, and Tommy, and me, and anybody else can't call the chief of police, if she's on the phone with the chief of police while it's happening, granted, it may be a club we're not in, I don't think she's facing charges for that. It would be what would have happened in her driveway or the garage.
Then again, she was on her phone. It doesn't matter who you were on the phone with. You were on the phone.
But again, she said it was hands-free. And I heard in there, hands-free. Not against the law.
I'm sorry, say that again?
She said it was hands-free. Look, I mean, look, we're nitpicking here. We're nitpicking. I guess the bottom line is this. If you can watch what happened in her driveway, forget everything that led up to it, right? If you can watch what happened in her driveway and not find any additional charges there that you don't think will stick, I would make the argument that maybe Onondaga County doesn't have the world's greatest DA.
Yeah.
Fair statement?
Yeah.
And that's best case scenario, right, by the way. That's best case scenario.
And she also threw out a couple F-bombs, too.
Well, I mean, you can.
Her driveway, so
there's
if you
been
remember.
There was a Supreme Court case, if I'm not mistaken. You are allowed to say the F word to police officers. That's not against the law.
You're not out of her mouth.
Hey, I mean, look, the law is the law. I agree with you. It's not great.
That professional
no,
have salty
I would
talk.
Say no. Hey, Rick, I got to take some more calls, buddy. But thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. All right, love you.
Love you too, Rick. A lot of love in this room.
Oh, so much love.
I want to read your Facebook message again. Sandra Dorley, district attorney, will not be facing additional charges for that incident that happened in her driveway after that traffic stop. Will writes us, "You all need to shut up. You want to crucify a woman for the worst day she's ever had. All the good work she's done far outweighs this one incident, and you sit here like you've never done anything wrong." Okay. You want thoughts?
Nobody said any of that. The fact that how she, just based on how she treated that officer, that he was beneath her as an officer of the law, the one with the gun. Just tells me the arrogance of this woman.
Take the gun out of it.
Well, don't you think there are a lot of people, though, when they get pulled over, it's like not a great day for them, probably?
Yeah, I get it.
So.
Yeah.
But
that's why they give you a ticket yes. to remind you how your day sucked.
It's like a souvenir of like a
yeah,
bad day.
Yeah, it's like a receipt.
There's a sentence in this Facebook message from Will that really bothers me because I've heard it a bunch. Right? He says, you all need to shut up. You want to crucify a woman for the worst day she's ever had. That people have been saying, you know, this is the worst day of her life. She acted out of character. Are you sure?
Right.
Are you sure? Because this woman does not have a reality show.
No.
She's not being followed by cameras. This is the worst day we've seen her have on camera. And I believe you, if you believe that, are being awfully naive that someone with that kind of power, who had no problem in that moment, throwing it in the face of a couple of guys just trying to do their job, was acting that way for the first time ever when a camera just happened to be on her. And keep in mind again, she was well aware, as the district attorney, that those cops were wearing body
cams. She knows how this all works.
That's a great point.
She just didn't think that footage was going to get
right.
out.
Right. She thought
she had the power to keep it from getting out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Justin's on CMF. Hey, Justin, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I wanted to talk a little bit because that whole thing about her reputation taking a hit and you mentioning that anybody's reputation would take a hit. I was, so it wasn't my proudest moment. I was 18 years old, fresh out of high school, and I grew up in Gates, and me and my buddies were out messing around at night one night after, you know, we had a couple drinks and we were playing with airsoft guns and not the best move.
This is the most Gates story I've ever heard, by the way. I've done this several times, but go on, Justin. God. I'm sorry. Go on.
It is the most Gates story ever. I wound up making the newspaper for discharge of a firearm. I had teachers reach out to me that were like, dude, what are you what happened? What are you doing? And, my reputation, I almost lost my job, everything like that. And it was for a town code violation. They put it in the paper as discharge of a firearm.
All right. So you didn't face any punishment then, because according to the DA, when your reputation takes a hit, you don't have to face any further punishment.
Yeah, I guess not. That's not what I got, though.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's weird because, I don't know, I heard the DA in Onondaga County talking about the DA here in Monroe County saying, like, when your reputation takes a hit, that it's just the end of it. It's done. You're good. It's all set.
Yeah, it's punishment enough. You know, turns out if you do something bad, the community looking at you like a pile of, isn't enough to, that's punishment.
All right. Well, Justin, hey, fellow Gatesian, who was just doing what Gates people do, getting drunk and shooting airsoft guns. Justin, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. The ass kicker of this whole thing.
What's that?
The ass kicker. Again, Sandra Dorley, DA, will not be facing charges, according to an investigation done by the DA in Onondaga County. There's a lot of talk, Tommy, recently, in this community especially, about crime and punishment.
All right.
How the punishment that everyday people are being handed are not fitting the crimes that they are committing.
All right.
We've seen it in the news every day. Mm. In fact, I hear those exact statements about crime and punishment and how people are not being punished enough for what they're doing coming from the people who are still supporting Sandra Dorley. Not a single person who is okay with what happened in this situation with Sandra Dorley can ever again say a single word.
And they won't.
About someone having to face more punishment than what they were arrested for.
I think everyone would be cool with that.
Look, after what we saw with this woman on video, to not bring charges against her is ridiculous.
And it's such a bad look.
Yeah.
It's such a bad look.
And you would think anybody dealing with a similar situation after this, good luck prosecuting that person.
Because
they're going to point to this and be like, hey, remember that over there?
Kimmy, forget similar situation, because there was going to be a point over the next year, two, 3 years, right? Because, again, talking about this whole judges are being handcuffed and sentences being handed down and, you know, the sheriff's department and police departments and the DA are saying, you know, we need to have the ability to lock these people up or punish them further. If that comes out of the DA's mouth at any point over the next 3 years, it's laughable.
But she's going to do it.
How?
She will.
Read the room.
Mm-hmm. Watch her do it. She will do it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And she's not going to care.
No. Because it's all over. It's done.
No, well, it's not, actually. First of all, there is a separate panel that is also investigating this. Who knows where that comes from? But what's the only good thing about elected offices, because the DA is an elected office, is that it's never really done.
So when is she up? So, got a while.
I believe it's a year or two.
Yeah.
Right? I go off on this soapbox rant. I can't even tell you when she's up
for election. Yeah.
And like, here's the thing.
Right, so she is up for election.
She will be up for re-election. She ran unopposed on the last one. And you know us. We are not here to tell you how to vote, right? I'm not going to criticize you for whatever you're going to think. But if you are someone who is bothered by what happened here, you have the ability to voice your opinion if you live in Monroe County.
Yeah, you do.
That's the one good thing about this, right? Yeah. If you look at this and you think it's no big deal, well, then you can continue to vote for Sandra Dorley. If you look at this and you find it is a problem, well, then you have an option.
Okay.
That's the one good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's America, buddy. We can vote him out of office.
I thought it was America. I thought it was America.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do all the good you can, Tommy.
That's the point.
I know it's a motto you live by.
Oh, yeah.
One man in this town seems, he may have done more good than anyone that has ever lived here before. And I mean that from a monetary standpoint.
Oh, Big Daddy stepped up.
As strange as he can be at times, it's very possible that he has donated so much money into this community that every single person who lives in the greater Rochester area has been or will be touched by something that he is helping. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, the richest man in Rochester had some more to give.
Yeah.
Tom Golisano announced he was donating over $250 million to 82 upstate New York nonprofits. And when I say quarter bill, it's actually underselling it somehow. He's giving $360 million. The groups that he's donating to range from healthcare to education, animal welfare, disability services, and other crucial community needs. Mm-hmm. Did you watch any of the press conferences?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the press conference he gave, he got emotional about some things he said that he and his family had been going through.
Right.
And he said that he planned on leaving this money to these charities in his will, but then decided one day, he was like, hey, let's just do it now.
Yeah, you can see people enjoying his money.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, seeing it go to work.
So back in June, he announced a totally different, separate from this donation, gift of $50 million to the U of R Medical Center to establish an intellectual and developmental disabilities institute. And even those numbers we just told you dwarf the entire total he's responsible for. Are you ready for this?
So this is in his lifetime, what he's donated to the area.
Since he's made his money, since 1985, Tom Golisano and his foundation have donated $775 million.
No, it'd be billion.
No, million.
I don't think it'd be more, just based on what he just donated.
No, he just donated $360 million.
Right.
He donated another $50 million. Right. $775
million. So is he up to almost a billion?
Okay. Look at me.
All right. I don't deal with big numbers, man.
It's not even math. I'm just telling you a number.
All right. $750 million total.
No.
Oh, I thought that's...
No.
What'd you say?
Since 1985.
Right. Yeah.
Was that the year the Mets won the series?
Yeah, the 85 Mets. Yeah.
And the Bears were heating up that year, too. Right?
Daryl Strawberry got $1 million from Tom Golisano.
Did he really?
No. Since 1985, Tom Golisano and his foundation have donated $775 million. And in the defense of your stupid brain, it's actually more adjusted for inflation because those gifts that he gave early would be worth way more now.
Yeah, that's
right?
Okay.
Right. But even without the inflation, he has gifted $750 million.
How much is that dude worth?
More than $750 million. Yeah. And he's from here.
Yeah.
And the money helps the community. And he has changed an incalculable amount of lives.
He's worth $6.3 billion.
Okay. Dang. So it's also not out of the question to think that when eventually he passes away, which again, that there is more coming.
Mm-hmm.
This man, Tom Golisano, has donated so much money.
How much money is it?
That we could be at a point where every single person who lives in the greater Rochester area at some point has benefited from a donation that he's made.
Hey, you just wanted the services.
Yes. Think about all the stuff he's done. Like, personally, my family owes him huge. My daughter had two brain surgeries at the Golisano Children's Hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And if you have had to spend time there,
you
know how amazing that facility is. They do an unbelievable job. And without him, it's possible that doesn't happen.
Okay.
Between medical, social welfare, education, the arts, who the hell has not had their lives helped by this guy?
He's a very nice man.
Okay, very nice?
Very nice
man. You want to talk about the understatement of the century? All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is he the most generous man in the history of Rochester?
Well, I don't know how you could compare.
George Eastman.
Okay.
All right.
So George Eastman also did a lot, too, but I don't know in comparison.
Like adjusting for, you know, the cost of things at the time.
Let's see if we can figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Tom Golisano is the most generous man in the history of Rochester, it would be a hell of an accomplishment growing up in a city that George Eastman put on the map.
Yeah.
Kimmy, can you try and find a number, a total number, that George Eastman in his lifetime donated while he was alive? Because we're absolutely going to make this a charity competition in the break room this
morning. Well, just think about the amount of people that Eastman employed.
But that's not charity, because you can also make that argument for paychecks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not even close.
I understand
there's a difference. Yeah, all right. Look, I mean, would you include that in it?
No, I wouldn't, because yeah, you're right.
This is donated money.
Yes, look, if we want to talk about jobs, the jobs that George Eastman created, the jobs that Tom Golisano created, those are great. They put food on the table for people. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. However, Those jobs also put money in the pockets of those two guys. Right. So it's not charity.
But George threw it around too, right?
Well, we're going to see how much. If Kimmy can find it, there has to be a
okay,
number.
So it seems like he's donated, George Eastman donated over $100 million in his lifetime, but the amount that affects Rochester, it seems like it was only $51
million. Man, what a stiff.
I mean, still
hold
luck.
On.
Stiff.
Hold on. That's in the early 1900s. We have to adjust that for inflation.
All right.
So let's say $50 million.
Unless this was just his donation to the University of Rochester.
$50 million? That's also possible.
Right.
I don't know, but it says he donated more than $100 million to educational and arts and art institutions, public parks, hospitals, clinics, and charitable organizations around the world.
Okay, that's around the world, though. We're just talking Rochester. All right.
So is the Eastman School of Music his donation?
No, it was actually Jack Eastman. He started it.
Wait, there was a Jack Eastman?
No, you idiot. It probably was. But no, yes, I believe it was
so
his money.
So it was all his money that founded it.
I'm going to assume that anything that says Eastman on it involves George Eastman's money. But if I'm wrong, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, can we adjust for inflation? What year did George Eastman...
It was like the
walk away.
It was like the aughts, right? Like the 1900s.
Yeah, most history books will say it was like the and then put
and
it
the aughts.
Yeah, it was like the aughts, as in I ought to know what year
by
this
1908.
Was. Shut up!
That was a hell of a year back then.
I thought it was the teens.
The teens,
like right before the war. Crash.
So he died in 1932.
We are idiots.
So what year
should
I?
We are the stupidest people. All right, so go. Let's say $50 million.
Man, he never saw the honeymooners. I feel bad for him.
Let's go $51 million in 1925.
Okay.
Adjusted for inflation today.
I buy you a lot of gin. And hookers.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Yesterday, Tom D'Alessano announces another gift, and it's the largest gift he's ever given. $360 million to 82 different upstate New York nonprofits. That's on top of the $50 million he donated in June to the U of R Medical Center since 1985. In total, Tom D'Alessano has donated $775 million to charities around the greater Rochester area. Kimmy, what do we got?
So 1925, $51 million is equivalent to about $917,000 today.
You want to try that again?
I'm sorry, $917 million. What did I say?
So $900 million.
Not yet.
So he's a little over Tommy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, for now.
Yeah.
For now. Well, we won't even talk about Tom D'Alessano then. But so it's not even worth it.
No, but he also...
Boo!
He saved your Sabres.
No, so that's the other thing. You're right.
And
he
also saved the Bills.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I mean, it's not charity, but the Sabres would absolutely be out of town if he didn't buy them.
Had an impact, though.
Yeah. Yes.
And he wasn't even really a hockey fan at the time, at the beginning. His partner was, and he got him interested in it.
Yeah. Oh, so you bring up the partner. He also, he has donated so much money, he donates money under the names of other people because the RIT Tigers men and women's hockey team, they play in the Policini Center.
So I thought
campus.
The Policini, who was his partner, I thought they did that separately.
I believe that Tom D'Alessano paid for that and put his name on it, but I could be wrong. Kimmy, could you Google that?
I thought the Policinis did their own donating.
I am almost positive.
Oh, you could be.
I could be wrong, but now I feel bad because I don't want to take credit away.
Well, they're
from
also a very wealthy family.
Understood. They were business partners.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. I thought that was Galassano's donation in honor of his friend who loved hockey.
Yeah, so in 2011, Galassano joined forces with the Policini Foundation to give a $4.5 million gift to name the Gene Policini Center.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
So we're both wrong.
Yeah.
There's that.
So George still leads the league.
As of now, I guess.
Yeah. Well, who else? I mean.
Well, no, but again, if you adjust inflation for earlier donations that Galassano made, he's probably
right, maybe
over
so then. Okay. All
I don't know. I now regret making this a competition because it makes it sound like we're being
dicks.
Well,
it's all a competition, man.
It's not all a I don't think Tom Galassano's donating this money with the goal of being the most giving person.
No, of course not.
Because if he is, he's losing. And like, here's the thing. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know this is normally where the conversation turns. Because admittedly, we are a very cynical show.
Yeah.
Right? With other big donations we've seen before, you can make the argument that these rich folk, they're just doing it for the tax write-off. This most recent donation yesterday, $360 million, it's so much money, there's like not enough taxes to write off with that money.
I don't know how that works.
Right?
Like, you don't donate that much money looking for a benefit for yourself. And I'm sure it helps him in some way, right? But, like, that's the most heartwarming part of this. It feels like he did this and he does what he does because he wants to make life better.
Right.
He's a friend
he
of
cares.
Every yeah, a friend of every man and an enemy of every goose.
Oh, look at that! Oh yeah, he hates them goose.
And like, yeah, he's a weird dude.
I wouldn't say he's weird. He says,
oh, I mean, look, we can
he's a rich guy with bank. He's kind of eccentric.
Well, there are those weird, way more eccentric those weird than like, off stories about like the pillows and stuff.
The pillow story on the yacht, the that's geese. A weird story. The time he showed up in a Canandaigua courtroom with a plastic bird arguing about geese, those, like, are, those fun. Are weird, right? Right? But I mean, like, when you have this much, when you're doing this much good,
right? Yeah. Right? Nobody cares.
Yeah. Except when the story shows up where we're going to do it and laugh at it. Mm-hmm. He's got a he walked into a courtroom with a plastic
piece. Yes, he did.
And, like, that's the other side-by-side of this guy, right? Like, you see him up on the dais yesterday, and he's just emotion pouring out of him. Right? He talked about some issues that his health issues his granddaughter was having. He talked about having to have a pacemaker put in.
His sister is having issues.
All of these things, yeah. Right? And he gets emotional.
And he's getting up there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you hear him talk about the things that he does and the reasons why he does it, you can see there's, like, a genuine emotion in him, right? But also, so he took the time to take a plastic cushion to a courtroom in Canandaigua.
Yeah, I mean, he is a mixed bag, I guess, yeah. Because he also married, like, a younger tennis star.
Well, yeah.
He's got a mega yacht.
Yes.
I mean, he's got the bling, but he doesn't look like... He looks like every guy at Wegmans.
Yeah.
He's just a quiet, bean counter, regular guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
With a 300-foot yacht.
I don't know, man.
And a tennis star wife.
But, like, again, like, you want to make jokes and you want to be like, but it's $775 million for a community. How can you? How can you? Especially, again, because all of us walking around are in some way, many of us in multiple ways, benefiting from what he's done.
You've been touched by Tommy.
And, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't mean to sound sappy, but it's inspiring. Like, it makes me want to do good things.
Yeah, you should.
How do you not see this and, like, want to do better?
Doing better is for, like, those people. I'm not one of those people.
It's all relative, man. You're doing way better than other people. Not many, but there are some people you're doing way better than.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right? Everybody, yeah. No, I'm not motivated like that.
I just don't get
it. I mean, he's doing it. Why do I need to do it? Like, if you're going to throw all that bank around.
I forgot. After Tom Golisano made that donation, there was another press conference from the president of the world going, all problems
are done. Bro, if we all donated and didn't take, it'd just be a pile of goddamn toys.
All you do is take.
Yes, somebody has. If you give, somebody has to take.
Yeah, I hear you.
The world needs takers just as much as givers, or else nothing's getting done.
Which is interesting. That $1 million he donated to the Pittsburgh Squatters Fund. It's just a picture of Tommy's face.
So what do you? You're not going to do anything. What are you going to do today?
I don't know.
You're tied up. You got the kids. You got to go here. You got to go there.
I'm not sitting here saying I'm going to go change the world, right? But it makes me want to. I see this story and it makes me go, like, what am I doing? Am I doing enough? I mean, I don't have $775 million
I'm
going to
show up with squat change and fix something.
Every little thing makes a difference to somebody.
I never buy into that, man.
It does, you idiot.
It takes
it's better than nothing.
You
know,
it takes these mountains of bank to actually make a difference.
I disagree.
My chump change ain't going to do nothing.
Sometimes it's not money. Sometimes it's as simple as being kind to somebody.
If everybody did a little.
I'm kind.
For God's sakes, man.
What are you talking about?
Like, I've never met a man.
I've never met a man
that life has treated so well despite all of his efforts to screw
life
it up,
so
to
well.
Screw up his own life.
And
you sit here with your legs crossed, your veiny ass legs crossed, in a leather chair in your dream job going, what do I got you? What do I know the universe?
Man, doing things is a pain in the ass. when I look at that dude with all that money, I'm going, man, why are you doing this, man? At your age, you should be just blowing it and having a ball.
But you can't blow
$775
million.
Give me a shot.
Let me have a shot at blowing that wad.
You don't like to... You have no motivation to, like, give people gifts, do you? Like, you don't get, like, excited when somebody opens a gift from you.
We had a discussion. He's trying to get out and sending his teenage great-nieces gifts.
I sent it.
You didn't want to.
I got all choked up. Press conference in my head. Never before.
I know that that's what your inner voice sounds like.
My inner chintzy Churchill voice.
After this story yesterday, it kind of feels like
you
can do anything illegal you want as long as you're protected by Josh Allen's
face. Like the Josh umbrella.
Yes, you got it.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, just after 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday. You know what that means?
Get a little hate on.
Hate mail of the week. There should be no maximum age to apply for police officer. Let me try that again. There should be no maximum age to apply to be a police officer, according to this man. In fact, he wants mandatory old cop.
Got to have one.
And it comes off a story we talked about 2 weeks ago. We'll recap everything and read you this letter just after 8 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. So earlier this week, and we all saw it happen on social media, a giant banner. When I say giant, Kimmy, this thing's like 10 stories tall.
It takes up a whole side of a building.
It is Josh Allen's face, and it is part of the national ad campaign he is in with Gatorade.
Okay.
And on the banner, it's just Josh looking at you. Mm-hmm. And on top it says, is it in you?
And it has the Gatorade bolt.
You got it. Right. Which I didn't realize it until it's over a man's face.
Mm. Yep.
Is it in you over a man's face is probably not something most men would enjoy.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, and I also saw as they were putting it up little by little, it, for a while it just says, is it in?
Which we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there, right?
So is this like, is this painted on a building or is it hanging like
a banner?
It's
like hanging like the LeBron banner was.
It looks like a, yeah, like a big banner.
Okay. So super cool. Everyone was excited about it. And then a story broke yesterday. The company that put up that banner did it without permission.
Who owns the building?
Oh, so the building knew it was coming.
Building was cool with it.
Yes. But the city of Buffalo apparently has rules about where you can advertise and put up advertisements and billboards and stuff like that.
You obviously. Get a license, I guess.
Yeah.
And according to the story, the city said they did not have permission to display the large advertisement because the zoning board did not issue them a permit.
Okay.
So they just did it.
Okay. So
do
it's
it
got to come
for
right down.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
So it's already gone?
You would think it would come down, right?
Yeah.
No.
Everybody loves it now.
The city is working with these people who just did this thing to allow them to keep the Josh Allen banner up, which is the right decision.
Well, I saw a lot of people just doing selfies with it.
You know? Yeah.
And they were interviewing people on the news talking about one guy was like, it inspires me to do a better job better work at my job.
It's been all over social media.
But it wasn't even like a question. Like the city was like, hey, you can't do that. Let us help you do that. So I wonder how far you could push something like this.
Oh.
Like, Kimmy, you've seen the Josh Allen murals that have popped up around?
That's where my mind first went, because every Josh leap is on some side of a building throughout downtown Buffalo.
Almost
and
like
probably
graffiti,
in the suburbs, too.
Yeah, it's graffiti. Yeah, graffiti. There's a painting on the side of the wall.
But yeah, I always wonder, like, hey, did somebody just decide they wanted to put that there? Like, was there permission? Or everybody's like, oh, cool, it's Josh, it's fine.
Do you think that if overnight someone decided to do a giant leaping Josh painted on the side of Buffalo City Hall, that they would demand to get taken to?
Or would they take it down?
Well, that's what I want. Because it would be illegal. I mean, you're doing something to a building that you don't own, and it is graffiti. But the second it went up, everyone would be like, oh, that's so cool. People would be taking selfies with it. They'd be inspired by it. Would the city of Buffalo have to let that happen?
I think you got to let it ride.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Right.
What if you took a massive banner of Josh's face and hung it right off the side of the American side of Niagara Falls? Talking like 400 feet by 400 feet.
Like suspended over the falls?
Oh, like just off to where the water is, like off the cliff there, right? Mm-hmm. There would be a local government that would not allow that for anything else. Mm-hmm. Would they have the balls to demand Josh's face get taken?
No, because he's Western New York Jesus. You can't touch Jesus Josh. You can't.
Jesus Josh? It's called Joshish.
Joshish? No, you can't touch it. He's bulletproof.
I also wonder if, you know, once it's already up, it's more work to take it down. So they just are like, fine.
Well, no, I think that would be on the own. I'll tell you what the problem is, why they won't take these things down. If you demand that these Josh murals, the banner downtown get taken
down, outlawed.
You become the most unpopular politician in Western New York.
Especially if you take them down and the team starts to tank.
Oh, good call, buddy.
Yeah.
I want to see someone try and push this far.
Yeah, you can't. No politician is going to come out against that kid.
I want to see Niagara Falls Josh.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, every time we got a primetime game coming up Monday night.
Right. Game you got a couple coming up.
Yeah. Game you can listen to live here on CMF. You're right. And every time they do the primetime games, they're the standard shots, right? They go to a wing place, you get the video of the wings, and they go to the Niagara Falls.
Right.
Like, to see Niagara Falls lit up with Josh's face, like, big smile with a thumbs up on the side of it, would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
It'd be international news.
Right. And that would make him, that would put his face next to one of the seven wonders of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody do it.
I'm sure it's going to escalate from here.
I don't know how much further you can escalate a 100-foot by 100-foot banner on the side of a building.
Yeah, but you see what guys do to their houses and stuff like that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you own that house.
Yeah, that's yours.
But now there's been a challenge.
Do 252-WCMF. Again, the giant Gatorade Josh Allen banner. It's massive. If you haven't seen it, you got to go find it. It was put up in Buffalo as part of an ad campaign. Turns out whoever did it didn't get permission. Building knew it was going to be there, but it's an advertisement. Couldn't be there. City of Buffalo says, hey, you can't do that. But we'll show you. We'll make it. We'll make it okay. Right. We're going to go ahead and do that. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, out in the, I think it's an Orchard Park area, there's an Allen Road out there.
It's right next to the stadium there.
This one is like maybe a few miles down the road.
Or it's not. I've seen there's an Allen Road. Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so when I was driving out there before Josh, you know, it's just Allen Road, whatever. And then as soon as Josh started to blow up, somebody put above the roadside, Josh, so it's Josh Allen Drive or something like that. But yeah, so it was like that for like 4 or 5 months before they took the sign down.
Hey,
Josh part of the sign.
Hey, Pat. Yeah. Remember when Josh Allen, he's pretty cool, right? remember people like saying, hey, man, if you Josh Allen Boulevard, that'd be really cool. And then you could be like walking on Josh Road and then you go to the game. It's pretty cool.
Great to talk to you, Ben.
Yeah, have a good one, Pat.
Is Ben sick?
Ben, I don't know. Is yeah, he's normal. Chipper self.
I went by the stadium and I saw a guy had a t-shirt. It said, Josh is cool. And I was going, hey, man, you're cool.
I will say, prior to Josh Allen coming to Buffalo, I had no idea how many Allen Roads there were, or Allen Street, or Allen Ave. A lot of Allen Roads.
There are. So going along the line of Ben, on Abbott Road, where the stadium is in Buffalo, if you are walking from the Big Tree to the stadium down Abbott Road, there is an Allen Road that is like literally 2 blocks from where the players pull in. And over Allen Road, somebody has screwed in a metal Josh leaping over the street sign.
It's been on Instagram.
Okay, so you've seen it before.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like, that's a city street sign, town street sign.
That is the disgrace of a legitimate street sign.
Not disgrace, but like if I wanted to do all kinds of like things to signs, they're going to take those down immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know if that just goes up on game day because I'm only there on game day, but it doesn't seem like it. It seems like
everybody's
the city,
cool with it.
Yeah, the town was just like, all right, that's going to stay. Is it Josh? If it's Josh.
Do you get the Josh pass?
Yeah.
All right.
Like someone's going to rob a bank wearing a Josh mask. And all right, it's fine. It's going to be cool, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After this story yesterday, it kind of feels like
you
can do anything illegal you want as long as you're protected by Josh Allen's
face. Like the Josh umbrella.
Yes, you got it.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, just after 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Get a little hate on.
Hate mail of the week. There should be no age to maximum age to apply for police officer. Mm. Let me try that again. There should be no maximum age to apply to be a police officer, according to this man. Mm. In fact, he wants mandatory old cop.
Gotta have one.
And it comes off a story we talked about 2 weeks ago. We'll recap everything and read you this letter just after 8 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. So earlier this week, and we all saw it happen on social media, a giant banner. When I say giant, Kimmy, this thing's like 10 stories tall.
It takes up a whole side of a building.
It is Josh Allen's face, and it is part of the national ad campaign he is in with Gatorade.
Okay.
And on the banner, it's just Josh looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And on top it says, is it in you?
It has the Gatorade bolt.
You got it.
Right.
Which I didn't realize it until it's over a man's face.
Mm. Yep.
Is it in you over a man's face is probably not something most men would enjoy.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, and I also saw as they were putting it up little by little, it, for a while it just says, is it in?
Which we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there, right?
So is this like, is this painted on a building or is it hanging like
a banner?
It's
like hanging like the LeBron banner was.
Yeah, like a big banner.
Okay. So super cool. Everyone's excited about it. And then a story broke yesterday. The company that put up that banner did it without permission.
Who owns the building?
Oh, so the building knew it was coming.
Building was cool with it.
Yes. But the city of Buffalo apparently has rules about where you can advertise and put up advertisements and billboard and stuff like that.
You get a license, I guess.
Yeah.
And according to the story, the city said they did not have permission to display the large advertisement because the zoning board did not issue them a permit.
Okay.
So they just did it.
Okay. So
do
it's
it
got to come right down.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
So it's already gone?
You would think it would come down, right?
Yeah.
No.
Now everybody loves it now.
The city is working with these people who just did this thing to allow them to keep the Josh Allen banner up, which is the right decision.
Well, I saw a lot of people just doing selfies with it.
Yeah.
And they were interviewing people on the news talking about one guy was like, it inspires me to do a better job at better work at my job.
It's been all over social media.
But it wasn't even like a question. Like the city was like, hey, you can't do that. Let us help you do that. So I wonder how far you could push something like this.
Oh.
Like, Kimmy, you've seen the Josh Allen murals that have popped up around?
That's where my mind first went, because every Josh leap is on some side of a building throughout downtown Buffalo.
Almost
and
like
probably
graffiti,
in the suburbs, too.
Yeah, it's graffiti. Yeah. Graffiti. Mm. There's a painting on the side of the wall.
But yeah, I always wonder, like, hey, did somebody just decide they wanted to put that there? Like, was there permission? Or everybody's like, oh, cool, it's Josh, it's fine.
Do you think that if overnight someone decided to do a giant leaping Josh painted on the side of Buffalo City Hall, that they would demand to get taken to?
Or would they take it down?
Well, that's what I want. Because it would be illegal. I mean, you're doing something to a building that you don't own, and it is graffiti. But the second it went up, everyone would be like, oh, that's so cool. People would be taking selfies with it. They'd be inspired by it. Would the city of Buffalo have to let that happen?
I think you got to let it ride.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Right.
What if you took a massive banner of Josh's face and hung it right off the side of the American side of Niagara Falls? Talking like 400 feet by 400 feet.
Like suspended over the falls?
Oh, like just off to where the water is, like off the cliff there, right?
Right.
There would be a local government that would not allow that for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have the balls to demand Josh's face get taken?
No, because he's Western New York Jesus. You can't touch Jesus Josh. You can't.
Jesus Josh? It's called Josh-ish.
Josh-ish? No, you can't touch it. He's bulletproof.
I also wonder if, you know, once it's already up, it's more work to take it down. So they just are like, fine.
Well, no, I think that would be on the owner. I'll tell you what the problem is, why they won't take these things down. If you demand that these Josh murals, the banner downtown get taken down,
they're outlawed.
You become the most unpopular politician in Western New York.
Especially if you take them down and the team starts to tank.
Oh, good call, buddy.
Yeah.
I want to see someone try and push this far.
Yeah, you can't. No politician is going to come out against that kid.
I want to see Niagara Falls Josh.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, every time we got a primetime game coming up Monday night.
Right. You got a couple coming up.
Yeah. Game you can listen to live here on CMF. You're right. And every time they do the primetime games, they're the standard shots, right? They go to a wing place. You get the video of the wings. And they go to the Niagara Falls.
Right.
Like, to see Niagara Falls lit up with Josh's face, like big smile with a thumbs up on the side of it, would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
It'd be international news.
Right? And that would make him, that would put his face next to one of the seven wonders of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody do it. Somebody do it.
I'm sure it's going to escalate from here.
I don't know how much further you can escalate a 100-foot by 100-foot banner on the side of a building.
Yeah, but you see what guys do to their houses and stuff like that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you own that house.
Yeah, that's yours.
But now there's been a challenge.
252 WCMF. Again, the giant Gatorade Josh Allen banner. It's massive. If you haven't seen it, you got to go find it. It was put up in Buffalo as part of an ad campaign. Turns out whoever did it didn't get permission. Building knew it was going to be there, but it's an advertisement. Couldn't be there. City of Buffalo says, hey, you can't do that, but we'll show you. We'll make it. We'll make it okay. Right. We're going to go ahead and do that. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
So out in the, I think it's an Orchard Park area, there's an Allen Road out there.
It's right next to the stadium there.
This one is like maybe a few miles down the road.
Or it's not. I've seen there's an Allen Road. Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so when I was driving out there before Josh, you know, it's just Allen Road, whatever. And then as soon as Josh started to blow up, somebody put above the roadside, Josh, so it's Josh Allen Drive or something like that. Uh-huh. But yeah, so it was like that for like 4 or 5 months before they took the sign down.
Hey,
Josh part of the sign.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when Josh Allen, he's pretty cool, right? remember people like saying, hey man, if you Josh Allen Boulevard, that'd be really cool. And then you could be like walking on Josh Road and then you go to the game. It's pretty cool.
Great to talk to you, Ben.
Yeah, have a good one, Pat.
Is Ben sick?
Ben did not sound as energetic. Yeah, he's normal. Chipper self.
I went by the stadium and I saw some guy had a t-shirt. He said, Josh is cool. And I was going, hey, man, you're cool.
I will say, prior to Josh Allen coming to Buffalo, I had no idea how many Allen Roads there were, or Allen Street, or Allen Ave. A lot of Allen Roads.
There are. Going along the line of Ben, on Abbott Road, where the stadium is in Buffalo, if you are walking from the Big Tree to the stadium down Abbott Road, there is an Allen Road that is like literally 2 blocks from where the players pull in. And over Allen Road, somebody has screwed in a metal Josh leaping over the street sign.
Been on Instagram.
Okay,
so
you've seen it before.
Cute, yeah.
And I don't think, like, that's a city street sign, street sign.
That is the disgrace of a legitimate street sign.
Not disgrace, but like if I wanted to do all kinds of like things to signs, they're going to take those down immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know if that just goes up on game day because I'm only there on game day, but it doesn't seem like it. It seems
like everybody's
city,
cool with it.
Yeah, the town was just like, all right, that's going to stay. It's Josh? If it's Josh.
Do you get the Josh pass?
Yeah.
All right.
Like someone's going to rob a bank wearing a Josh mask. And like, all right, it's fine. It's going to be cool, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.